Hi, this is Ian Pickus. Welcome to the Congressional Corner. Our guest today is John Deaton. He's a Republican running in hopes of unseating Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Massachusetts Democrat who's been in office since 2013. First comes the September 3rd primary election in Massachusetts. John Deaton, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, and I appreciate it.
So to begin with, I imagine there are some listeners who haven't heard your name or your voice before. Tell us about who you are.
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks for having me. Listen, I'm a non-traditional candidate, first time running for office, very unique background. I'm from one of the worst places in the country. It's a place called Highland Park, Detroit. Single mother, welfare, and food stamps. When I say it's one of the worst, you could look it up. But last 40 years, it's been ranked in the top 5 or 10 worst neighborhoods in America to live. Let's just say that there's a sign not too far from one of my childhood homes that says, "Enter at your own risk. Police do not patrol this area," that was put up by the Detroit City ordinance. And so first person to graduate high school in my family. In fact, I was a high school dropout for the first 3.5 months, just like every sibling before me, because my first day of high school, I had a 38 shoved in my mouth and the hammer cocked back. And the next day, just like every sibling before me, I was a high school dropout. I finally took me a long time, but I found a small, tiny Catholic high school and a principal named Terry Urquhart. And God bless him. He gave me an opportunity, made me earn it. He said he would cut the tuition from $1,400 to $700 if I played 2 sports, maintain a 3.5 grade point, and I was active in the church. In other words, he wanted me off the streets because of the neighborhood I lived in. And so at 14, Ian, I began 18-hour days, would commute to the suburbs outside of Highland Park, Detroit. I would attend school, play sports, football and basketball, and then I'd wash dishes, eventually waiting tables. And I paid myself through high school and then through college. Drove a forklift during the day, waited tables at night for a couple years until I made it to Boston. And I went to New England School of Law. And my first year in law school, I decided that I am the American dream and I was going to join the Marine Corps. And I ended up living in Roxbury my first year, East Boston my second, Malden my third, winning the Marine Corps. I was actually picked to represent the Commonwealth. I couldn't get into Harvard, but I beat out Harvard Law, BC, BU, Suffolk, and represent the Commonwealth in the Marine Corps for the 1994 Judge Advocate Law contract. Got out of the Marine Corps because I got hurt, not in combat, but in training. Medically retired. And for the last 22 years, Ian, I have been representing the working class across the Commonwealth. I represent people who die from cancer, mesothelioma, or lung cancer caused by asbestos. So for 2 decades, the entire Commonwealth, towns and cities across, I've represented plumbers, pipe fitters, service members, sheetrockers, roofers, electricians, you name it, I've represented auto mechanics. And so I've been sitting at the table with the working class for 2 decades in the Commonwealth, representing them against major corporations. And it's something I'm very proud of.
Okay, so thank you for that overview of your background. What do you want to do in the U.S. Senate, and what qualifies you to be one of 100?
Well, I'll tell you, well, what qualifies me is that there's no one in the Senate that, when you look at the Senate today, and you don't see someone who's overcome poverty, someone who just not too long ago in their life couldn't make the bills on time, someone who has struggled like regular people, who knows that feeling that I'm doing all the right things, working as hard as I can, not making bad choices, and I still can't get ahead in life because of the way the system is. And so when you learn my story, the reason I got into this race, it is no one could dispute that when you look at me, I am the living embodiment of the American dream. And my life represents everything possible in a great country. And so I don't recognize that country anymore sometimes. And so we look at the issues we face today, Ian, and you know, you got illegal immigration completely out of control. You got 40% of Americans don't have $500 set aside in case of an emergency. We got a debt crisis, a housing crisis, skyrocketing inflation, permanent prices, pricing so high that regular people are being priced out of the economy. We have an opioid crisis in the Commonwealth and across the country with 1 million lives dead. And you got foreign wars sparking up all across the world, and the world slipping into chaos. And so with all that going on, the greatest crisis we face is a crisis of leadership in Washington, D.C. Career politicians like Elizabeth Warren sit back. They fuel the division because they want to stay in power. And I'm sick and tired of it. And I know most people are. So I decided to get in this race to show people that there are people like me out there who recognize what it's like for regular people who want to go do the job. I'm a nonpartisan person. I have one loyalty, and that is to Massachusetts and America. If it's good for Massachusetts and America, I'm all in. Call it a Democrat proposal, I don't care. Call it a Republican proposal, I don't care. And so we need people like that to go to the Senate to do the job of the people. And that's what motivates me. And that's why I got in the race.
Let me follow up on that. We had your opponent in this Republican primary on the program a couple of months ago, Ian Kane from the Quincy City Council. And he says he has much deeper ties to Massachusetts than you do. So how do you answer that charge?
It's I ask people to look at the facts, right? Not look at what people say. So, for example, being born somewhere doesn't give you greater facts. I challenge Senator Warren and Ian Kane or anyone else in this race to show deeper connection to the Commonwealth than me. So, for example, I told you I went to law school here. I've lived in Roxbury, East Boston, Malden, spent several months in Brookline Village. I've actually lived in more places than other people in this race across the Commonwealth. And when you talk the Marine Corps, I was selected to represent the Commonwealth for the 1994 judge advocate contract to put on the greatest uniform known to the world with the Marine Corps. And if it's good enough to represent your country, if I'm good enough to represent the Commonwealth, I think I'm good enough to go to Washington with a bunch of career politicians. For 22 years, no one has been across the Commonwealth like me representing what I told you, auto workers, shipyard workers, electricians, carpenters, the iron workers, and the plumbers, HVAC people. Every type of trade you can imagine, because asbestos was used, I've been all over Fall River, New Bedford, Southampton, you know, Springfield, all across the Commonwealth, talking to the working class, listening to them not be able to have money for clinical trials in the healthcare industry, talking to them about the issues that are important to them. Because these are sick people who are dying, I go to them. So I've been in their homes, literally at their kitchen tables for those two decades. In addition to all of those clients, I represented 627 Massachusetts token holders when I sued the United States government because of government overreach. And I represented them. My daughter just graduated from UMass Amherst. I mean, so when you look at the actual connections, not just someone's birthplace, you will see I by far had the greatest connection to working class people across the entire Commonwealth, not one city.
We have just about a minute left in today's segment, but let me follow up on something. You've been calling Senator Warren, who holds the seat right now, a career politician. And I think, you know, out of fairness, she's running for what would be a third term. She had a long career not being in Congress before that. Is that really a fair label?
Sure it is, because I believe in term limits. My first bill will be that a U.S. senator or a congressperson gets 12 years in D.C. If you can't effectuate change in more than a decade of being in Washington, D.C., it is time for you to move aside and give someone the skill set that does. And the last thing I'll tell you, because I know we're running out of time on the segment, is that Elizabeth Warren is the epitome what happens in Washington, D.C. 12 years ago, she promised to go to D.C. outraged that no banker went to prison from the 2008 financial crisis. She was going to go hold those bankers accountable. Ian, look up who wrote her last bill. The bankers, the banking industry wrote her bill. She's the epitome of what happened. She couldn't beat them, so she joined them. And so, yes, she is a career politician because that's what career politicians do. They sell out. That's why term limits will be implemented. And I've went on record to say, under no circumstance will I ever run for a third term if term limits don't become enacted.
Good luck getting Iowa's Chuck Grassley on board for that one. I just want to mention here before we wrap up today that Senator Warren, of course, she's been on this program before and has a standing invitation to come back and answer some of these things as the campaign goes forward. In the meantime, we've been speaking with Republican John Deaton. He is one of the Republican candidates for U.S. Senate in Massachusetts in the September 3rd primary. We're just getting to know him. When we come back the next time, let's get specific. Okay, John?
You got it.